Ohio River belongs to Kentucky.
Oh, really?
That's
not
right.
Not to half?
3 feet. Yeah. Kentucky owns 3 feet, owns 3 feet of the north bank.
Is that right?
At low water mark.
Uh-huh.
That's right. They Kentucky owns the Ohio River, only 3 feet on the north bank.
At low tide.
Yeah.
Low water
mark. At low water mark. Mm-hmm. That's right. Did you come down 41?
Yeah, through Henderson.
All right, between Henderson Evansville and Henderson, there's a space of land in there that you might call vacant land. Here, a long time ago, the river reverted its course. And there's, I've forgotten how many square miles, not so many, that's between Henderson and Evansville, that when the river cut its present channel, it cut that much off of Indiana. And the last account I had of it, so far as civil ownership or state ownership, it had evidently done before Indiana was incorporated as a state. But anyway, that particular acreage, if it's ever been settled who it belongs to, whether it belongs to Kentucky or Indiana, I've never noticed it. But I think in law it is supervised by the Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the state north of Indiana?
Illinois.
No, yeah.
That's west.
No, that's west. It's. Oh. I reckon it's Michigan.
Yeah, what's a big city in Michigan where they make cars?
Detroit.
And the city that's east of, or the state that's east of Indiana is what?
Ohio.
And the principal city of Ohio that's located on the Ohio River?
Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. And what's the town in Kentucky that is also on the Ohio River, just west of Cincinnati?
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you name two big states east of Ohio?
Two big of what?
Two
city.
Big states.
States?
Mm-hmm.
East of the Ohio.
Or east of Ohio State.
I know. Well, let me see now. I guess Pennsylvania would be one.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see now. The next, you know those New England states are, most of them are pretty small.
Yeah, this one's west of the New England states. It has the largest city in the world.
Oh, New York.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I got all these now. Well, what's the name of the country north of the United States?
Canada.
And the big city of Illinois?
Chicago.
And the capital of our country is what?
Washington.
Good. Now, say a person is sick. And he's so sick, you think he's going to die. And you say, and you think that he's not going to pull through. It seems, what? It seems?
Well, if he ain't a change for the better, why, he's not going to get by.
Mm-hmm. If you want to begin the sentence with it seems, what would you say? It seems.
Yeah, we'd have to say, well, I don't know whether he's going to pull through or whether mm-hmm. he's.
You say it seems like he's.
Seems like he's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.